Good afternoon, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. You're listening to your inspirational podcast where faith and hope collide. Hello, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. I'm yours truly, your host, Zamaya. Happy June! Oh my gosh, it is an entire new month. I don't know about you, but I love new beginnings. We are in the month of June. I am so excited. You know, I hope your May was everything you desired it to be and everything you never even imagined. But now it is hello, June. I wish I had some music like, hello, June, hello, June. It's hot summer, cookout heaven, swimming in the ocean or pool, school kicking out, vacation taking, June. Oh my gosh, guys, new beginnings. You have 30 new days, you know, 30 days anew to forgive and love and offer mercy and offer grace, 30 days to try again or keep the party going. And I have been watching so many DIY videos, so there's definitely some things that I want to try, and there are other areas in my life where I am definitely going to keep the party going. Woo woo. Okay. So but I recently, not too long ago, heard a new spin on an old saying. And I actually, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, this is probably the original saying, but you know, we like to leave out, we like to omit the parts that don't feel too good. So, but the saying, the old saying is April showers bring May flowers, right? Well, guess what? There is another part of that saying. I was shocked. Are you shocked? Because I was definitely shocked. Okay, maybe I'm just late and I'm just now getting to the party, but I was definitely like, hold up, what? But it says March winds and April showers bring May flowers and June bugs. Really? I have never heard it said like that. March winds and April showers bring May flowers and June bugs. So just think about it. June bugs. Ooh, just thinking about it. I do not like bugs at all. And there are actual beetles that are called June bugs. But imagine, can you imagine all the bugs that come out? You guys, I do not like bugs. I mean, do not. I know they have their place. I know that we need them. They have their function, you know, in this life, in this cycle of life, but I do not like bugs. I have literally, listen, do not laugh at me. I have pulled the car over just to get a bug out. I mean, there was like this huge bug flying around in the back and I was just moseying along, not even paying attention or anything. And then I happened to look in my rearview mirror and there was an uninvited guest in my back seat. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get this bug out. Mind you, this is after I have convinced myself not to, one, wreck my car, or two, jump out while it is still rolling. And I was like, you know what? My sweet Jesus will not allow this bug to land on me. So I just pulled the car over and I got it out. Oh my gosh, you guys. I was like, listen, I'm about to leave my body if this thing lands on me. But thank you, Jesus, it did not. And so I got that bug out and I continued on with my day. But can you imagine how many people have actually made it comfortable for their bugs? You know, like a roach or some other creature is just normal life. Guess what? In their own habitat, in their outside community, it is their normal life. However, when these bugs come into the residence and they create a home, it's time for the exterminator to come in and rid us of them. And guess what? Spiritually, it is time for us to get rid of some of the bugs in our heart and our mind that are causing delay, causing confusion, you know, in our lives. It's really time for the spirit to break out and just exterminate some things and tear down some things. You know, the bugs that I am talking about are the ones that wreak havoc in our lives, you know, our daily lives, bugs of unforgiveness and selfishness and bitterness and anger, jealousy, low self-esteem, and so many other things
that, you know, cause walls to be created around our heart and our mind. And not only do these bugs create walls around your mind and their heart and your heart, but they create ceilings. Like these bugs, they come in and they, you know, create a home. It's like you think when the bug comes in the house, it didn't just come and say, oh, you know, this is like a nice house. I'm not going to mess up her house or mess up his house. No, they come in and they start having babies. You know, if it is an environment that they can live, come on now, Jesus, and talk to me. If it's an environment that they can live in, then they will come in there and they will make their home and they will multiply. You just ask an exterminator. He will tell you if the conditions are right. I believe the Lord is about to tear down some conditions that have been created to allow these bugs in our lives to dwell and you know, just create havoc within our lives. Your experience, if the spirit does not break out in your life, it will shape this beautiful ceiling over you to the point where you're okay. You're okay with your current space. You're like, you know what? Yeah, this is good. You know, I'm okay with my bugs. And walls and ceilings, you know, they're created to keep others out. But it's very possible to also not allow anyone to come in as well. And that is why I love William McDowell's song, Spirit Break Out. Because it says, Spirit Break Out, break our walls down. You know, we need the Holy Spirit to come in and break down the walls and the ceilings that life's experiences and disappointments have created. You know, if not, you will live in a house of normalized dysfunction. Your dysfunction will become normal. You'll be like, oh, okay. Everyone else will be looking at you and you're like, what is going on over there? And you're like, hey, this is fine. This is Monday. This is like, you know, people loathe Monday. Usually they're like, oh my gosh, it's work day. I don't want to go Monday. This is like having an entire life of nothing but Mondays. And you have made it normal to experience Monday every day of your life. You operate in bitterness, and because it has gone on for so long, it becomes a custom. And to everyone else, you know, we're like, you know, we're on the outside looking in. People on the outside looking in, they're like, what in the world? You know what I've learned, guys? Maturity is taking inventory and saying, change me, oh God. And I recently, it's so funny because I recently had an incident where I was really, 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 really disappointed in the behavior of someone, like extremely disappointed. Now, this person has had this pattern of behavior, so I'm used to it, normalization of dysfunction. But you know, you always hope for the best and you believe the best will come. But how many know you can't control people? Hello, you cannot control. If we're honest, we need Jesus just to control ourselves. So controlling someone else is just, you know, a lost cause. You shouldn't even. I think we should start what Maya Angelou said, the quote that she said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them, you know. But anyway, I shed a tear about it. And y'all, tears, you know, if you shed a tear, tears are a game changer. Because if I cry, it must mean something. It's significant. Like this relationship is probably coming to close. The fat lady's singing, you know, because now I'm offended. And so something must happen. And my sister says, if she cries, you better move. Her tears signify it's time to move because she's trying to cool down. But you know what? I really felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, you know, even in the midst of my tears, like, beloved Zamayan, what are you doing? Are you going to keep exposing yourself to a toxic environment? Or are you going to ask me to come in? You know, are you going to ask me to come in and indwell in you? And you know, when I went to pray, I thought that, you know, and I won't even say that, you know, some people, because my first mind was to say, change me, oh God. But sometimes when people are going through things or experiencing things, their first thing is to pray for the other person or God, get them, or, you know, make something happen or something like that. But how many know that's witchcraft? Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation, but that is manipulation and that is witchcraft, and God does not dwell in any of those things. But the first thing, when I went to pray, I said, change me, oh God. I started to sing the song. Tamela Mann sings the song. If you haven't heard it, please go find it. It will bless your soul. It says, change me, oh God, make me more like you. And I just sung that to strengthen myself because it's not about the other person. It is not about the other person's behavior, but my response. See, it's not about the bugs. The bugs are doing what bugs do. But it's about the response to the bugs. Am I going to allow these bugs to come into my life and wreak havoc and set up home and create their families? And no. We're going to come right now with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to say, you know what? You have no room here. There is no place for you to dwell. The Bible is very clear that God is not the author of confusion. And so if I'm confused, God is not in the midst. Okay. So I'm going to have to move on because this is not conducive to me creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. And, I asked the Lord to change me, you know, change me, oh God, help me to have a better response because I can't control someone's, I cannot control someone's behavior, good or bad. And so I had to allow the Spirit to break out of my bruised place. Hello. I had to allow him to break out of my bruised place in order to get healing. That's what I believe God wants to do today, is break out of every hurt and pain and fear to heal us from the inside out. These emotions, you know, they cause limitations in our lives. And, you know, imagine if I allowed this one hurt to shape how I view others. You know, if I treated every other person like they would hurt me or not have compassion or not be considerate. What if I created a wall around my heart and said, no new friends, because one could not hold the capacity. Come on now. Do you know that sometimes that is the problem? That you're trying to give a person a position in your life that they are just not qualified for. They don't have the necessary tools needed to really foster the kind of relationship that is needed. They don't know how to be a friend or husband or wife. And then you stick them in that position and now all hell is breaking loose. Huh? That's for somebody right there. You know, stop calling everyone your friend because that's just not the truth. You know, that... And please stop saying I do to people that are giving you every reason to say I don't. You know, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. You know, do you know how precious that vapor is? James 4:14 says, why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Listen, beloved, if life is but a vapor, I promise you, I'm going to make sure that it is the greatest vapor known to man and that my vapor makes God even more the famous. I don't want to waste not even a moment, a second of worry, doubt, fear, confusion. It's just too long. That's why I'm asking God to rid us of June bugs. Anything that comes against us to tear us down and defeat us, destroy us, and calls us to be anything but who God called us to be. I'm asking God to break out in our lives. Spirit of God, break out in every area of our lives that we may be called, that we may be who you called us to be. You know, break past our limitations. Your experience has created one speed limit, but I dare you to allow your faith to create another. Ronald Reagan, he once said, there are no great limits to growth because there are no limits of human intelligence, imagination, and wonder. I believe that. But here's what I also believe. There are no great limits to growth because there are no great limits in God. Beloved, I dare you to allow the Spirit of God to break out of your patterns, pushing you straight into your purpose. There is no greater living than living a life led by His leading. Life is truly better when He's leading. Let's pray. Father God, thank you. Just thank you for who you are. You know, the Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. However, Father, we are grateful that in our weakness, you are made strong. Now, Father, we ask that your sweet spirit would have its way. Wreck our plans, Father. Have your way in our lives. That we would love what you love and hate what you're late. Hate what you hate, Father God. That our stronghold is your glory. That our weakness is your presence. Expose every plan of the enemy. I pray you bring him to a quick end. God, a quick end in the lives of each and every person under the sound of my voice. tear down walls and break every single chain that tries to hold us in bondage. Lord, I pray that you would renew us, that we would have clean hearts and right spirits, that we would become men and women after your own heart, fulfilling your will in every way and in every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.